Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Who knew this song has such a long intro? The song is There's No Business Like Show Business with Ethel Merman, but I don't know when she's going to come on stage. Good morning to you. I hope you're having a good Friday, getting ready for the weekend. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and I'm excited to have in the studio some folks that know a little bit about show business, my friends from Pensacola Little Theater. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me out.
Okay, so we have Ashley Simmons here. Ashley is a director. She was very involved with last year's show for Foo Foo Festival and many other productions here in Pensacola with the Little Theater. And Ashley is now acting in their next production, which I love.
Yeah.
And we also have the other Ashley, who's our marketing director. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, you have to get right on the mic, girl. So Ashley is here, too, just to support, I guess, for the other Ashley. So it's funny to have Ashley squared. We have two Ashleys in the studio.
I need a lot of support, yeah.
There you go. So it's been an exciting time at Pensacola Little Theater. We have a new executive director, Sandy Cox, and we're going to try to get her on the show when she's got a little spare time. That might be in about 5 years.
She's a little busy, yeah.
I think she might be just a little bit busy right now, but it's an exciting time. New technical director, education director, so much going on, but that has not stopped the productions, and I just had the chance to see Dracula last weekend, which was really fun.
Super funny show.
Oh my God. Well, I kept asking myself, how in the world can a Dracula be a comedy?
Oh.
Well, I found out. And that's what I love about Pensacola Little Theater. It's a community theater. It's a nonprofit, but it's run primarily by volunteers. It's a small staff, people that volunteer their time to build the sets, take down the sets, to rehearse, to do all these different things. And so it's pretty extraordinary, the quality of the productions that happen at PLT.
Yeah.
So this next show is a little different from the Dracula comedy.
Yeah, Dracula and then Little Mermaid before that. This is completely
different. We're moving different. In a different direction. Which is what I love about theater.
Yeah.
So, Ashley, tell us about the title of the show, when it's happening. Give us a little background about this.
Sure.
It's really going to be quite the show.
Yeah. So the show is called The Girl on the Train. And if you recognize that name, that's because it was a best-selling book a few years back. And then also a major motion picture starring Emily Blunt. I think it's streaming on Netflix right now.
I saw it. I actually watched because I was curious, so I watched it. And
no, the play is a little different. It's not exactly the same as the movie, but it is a mystery thriller. It follows the story of Rachel, and she's struggling with to get her life together. She's got a bit of a drinking problem. She lost her job. She's going through a divorce, you know, all the things.
And she's the girl on the train.
She's the girl on the train. She takes the train every day, and she sees a woman on the balcony of her house. And she idolizes this woman. She looks at her every day, watching her drink wine on her terrace, you know, and she sees her with her husband and they just look like the perfect couple. And so she kind of obsesses a little bit over this woman, and she makes up a name for her and a life and everything. And then this woman disappears.
Ooh.
Right?
Oops.
And so she feels obligated to figure out what happened.
Interesting.
And that's what the play is about, is her figuring out what happened to the woman she sees from the train.
Right. Well, it's an interesting concept. Yeah. And it's probably kind of strange for us because we drive around in cars here. But, you know, in the Northeast, up in New York, Connecticut.
Well, this one takes place in London.
Oh, in London.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Foggy old London town.
There you go.
Yeah. So riding mind on the train. Gap and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we have lots of sound effects of, like, you know, the tube and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Now, do you have to do an accent too?
Yes.
Oh, can we get a little bit of the accent?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to come see the show for that.
Okay, all right. We'll work on that. So you're playing the woman who she's watching.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, no pressure. Yeah.
I'm what's her name?
So her name is Megan Hipwell, and we only see her in flashes of Rachel's memory, how she sees her. And then we get a little peek inside of Megan's day-to-day life in flashback.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so now is this the main stage production or a Studio 400 production?
Oh,
so
it's a main stage. It's main stage, and the set is going to be gorgeous.
Oh.
It's a huge set. We've got wagons moving in and out. We've got a big archway with the train tracks going over it in the background that might have some action on it towards the end of the show. I can't give away anything.
Don't give any secrets away yet.
But yeah, it's... It's going to be a really great set. The shop supervisor, Brian, is doing a great job building all the platforms and because it's a heavy duty, you know, those big wagons and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes a lot. And that's when, you know, to emphasize again, this is all done by volunteers, led by staff, but there's not a big staff there. So,
right.
I mean, so people, so there's still time if you're ever interested, if someone's listening this morning and thinking, you know, I did theater back in high school. Maybe I should think about maybe getting involved again.
Yeah. And even if you haven't done any theater, we can always use two hands, you know?
Ushers. I mean, when you think of all the different things involved, handing out programs, the ushers, people that just help with the set.
Showing people where the bathroom is.
Yes.
Like, we need people to do it all.
Yeah, yeah. So there's always an opportunity there. You can go to the website at PensacolaLittleTheater.com to find out about the different shows, the season, and all the different ways that you can get involved. So as far as this show goes, what are the dates and are tickets available now?
Tickets are on sale at PensacolaLittleTheater.com, or you can call the box office at 850-432-2042 and talk to Sunny at the box office Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5. I'm looking at Ashley, the marketing director.
Her confirmation. Nodding her head.
So yeah, that's how you can get tickets. And the dates, opening night is September 18th.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Run that weekend. Yeah, so
right around the corner already.
It's my daughter's 13th birthday weekend.
Aww.
I know. I can't believe I have a 13-year-old. Anyways, so yeah, it opens September 18th and runs that weekend, and then it picks up again the following Thursday. I don't remember what that date is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll run that weekend, and it closes the 28th.
28, something like that, yeah.
The 27th.
Okay, so there's plenty of opportunities for people to see shows.
Yeah.
Sometimes people say, well, maybe the price might keep them away, but there is a Thursday night show,
yes,
right, that offers a lower price.
Yes, Thursday shows are discounted.
Yep, it's going to be half price tickets for adults, so it's our theater Thursday.
Uh-huh, excellent, and that can make a difference.
Yes, absolutely. Thursdays are great, and that's always a fun crowd, too.
Yeah, a little rowdy.
Yeah.
I love it. So we're talking with Ashley Simmons. She is starring as Megan Hipwell, is that right? Hipwell,
yeah.
In the play A Girl on the Train, so I'm getting that right?
Yes.
Girl on the Train, okay.
Yep.
And so that's going to be opening on September 13th.
18th.
Okay. So make sure that you get tickets. If you've never seen a live production, I would really encourage you to do it.
Yeah.
I get Netflix and movies and all that. That's all great. But there's something about the live theater because
truly,
the audience becomes part of the show. They are a character of their own right, wouldn't you say?
And especially in a show like this where it's a whodunit, you get so wrapped up in what's going on. And then you're trying to figure out, you know, pulling all the cords and watching Rachel figure things out. Like, you can't help but get wrapped up in it.
Oh yeah, and it's definitely a mystery. I mean,
yes,
it's a real,
yeah.
I'm not going to say anything because I'm familiar with it, but I want to also shout out to Billy Buff, who is the director. I've had the pleasure of performing with Billy in a show, and so he's a wonderful director, and I know that the thing that's wonderful about the people that have some experience too, someone like him, he'll pick up on the little nuances.
Oh yes,
the little hints,
yeah,
to give the audience, and
yes,
things that may not necessarily be in the script, but it's in the acting.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he's been so great. He has so much knowledge. This is my first time working with him in this capacity. I've never been one of his actors before, so it's been really great learning from him.
Okay, we're talking about the Pensacola Little Theater. You can get tickets now for A Girl on the Train at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to tell you a little bit more about the other actors in the show, as well as some of the things coming up at the theater this fall. So we'll be right back. This is Pep Talk. And if you have a question, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We have our friends from the Pensacola Little Theater here as they get ready to open their next show, The Girl on the Train. Ashley Simmons is here. She's playing the girl that the girl on the train is watching.
Yeah. Not the girl on the train. I'm the girl she sees from the train.
Yeah. Our friend Eleanor Armani is a wonderful actress. I've had the privilege of working with her. She is actually the girl on the train.
She is. She's playing Rachel. Yeah, she's fantastic.
So that's going to be exciting. And then we also have Ashley Denny here. She's the new marketing director for PLT. So what are some of the things coming up in case we're into the season now. We're into the new season. So what's next?
So we're going to have The Girl on the Train, as we've been talking about, September 18th through the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we're going to dive right into the Rocky Horror Show.
Oh, boy.
Which, very exciting. We haven't done that one for a few years. Everyone's looking forward to it.
PLT has always done a fabulous job with that. Michael Dennis has been in the past. He was the lead for a long, long time. But we have a new person now.
We do. His name is Benjamin Haupt.
I know Benjamin.
Sorry.
Haupt. And he will be, I suspect, quite the character.
Yes. I'm so excited. I can't wait. But Michael Dennis is choreographing.
Yeah. So he's still going to be a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. So we keep the tradition continuing. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then for that one, we're going to be doing all 7:30 shows. So we're not going to have a matinee anywhere.
Oh.
And we also have a special Wednesday performance because it's a weird date for us to be in.
Okay. Okay. We'll find out more next time you're on about that. And what else is coming?
And then after that, we're going to have Ebenezer's Trailer Park Christmas Spectacular.
I'm sorry. Just the title. Scrooge in a Trailer Park. Is that
Ebenezer's in a Trailer Park? Yes.
Oh my goodness.
It's an original play written and directed by Joe Nearly, so it's great that we get the writer of the play to direct it for us.
Joe is fabulous. I've had the privilege of acting and directing with him. He's directed me in a couple shows, and he's also teaching now at Gulfbreeze Stage, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, you were in Nebula of Georgia, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Back in the day, it seems like forever now, but it's just wonderful because Joe's so talented, and when you have directors like Billy Buffett and Joe Nearly and Barbara Jacobs and so many people that are on the artistic committee, they bring a professionalism to these shows so that this community theater goes above and beyond, I think, in that way.
Mm-hmm. It really does. And the community that everyone has built there is so special. It doesn't feel like it's a community theater. It feels like it's a family.
It's definitely a family theater, no question about it. Okay, so I have to ask, because I'm an actor.
Okay.
I've got to ask you this question, Ashley.
Yeah.
So you're playing Megan, and this is kind of the mysterious role. So for somebody that doesn't really understand the craft of acting, how do you approach a role like this?
Very carefully.
What attracted you to this part?
I was attracted to the show as a whole, and I was happy to accept Megan or Rachel, either one. I put that on my audition form.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I think both of them are so complex, and they have feelings that are hard to define, and some of them, they make decisions that might not make sense to normal people, or they might make decisions that make you think that they're a bad person, but they're not. They're acting out of trauma. And as an actor, it is so exciting to me to explore that, figure that out, and then execute it on stage. We were talking earlier, it's so fun to like really dig into those like meaty bits. And this character definitely has some meaty bits and some things that like you kind of have to create some separation with some of the content because it does get pretty heavy.
Dark is another
it
word
does.
That some
it,
people
it gets
use.
It gets pretty dark. And that's another thing too, if you're coming to see the show, there is a trigger warning for domestic violence and that kind of thing in the show. And so really figuring out how to show that honestly on stage while still taking care of myself has been it's been a nice little muscle actor exercise.
Well, it's a challenge and you have to take risks and be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And you also, as an actor, you tap into that inner resources of your own experience.
Yeah.
So then to share that experience, even though it's in the character.
Right.
But it's also you.
It is, yeah.
And so a little, it can be very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's what's interesting about the audience, because when you go there, they go along with you.
It's there's something so completely different from seeing someone perform a powerful monologue on screen to see them doing it right in front of you.
Yeah.
You can see the tears rolling down their face right in front of you. And that is just an incredible experience.
Well, it can be cathartic for the audience, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And you feel start to identify with that character, and then you start to feel the emotions with them, and you're kind of rooting for them.
Right.
And you get involved in the play, and that's what's magical. The theater's dark, and it's just you and the actors and the lights. And I like it just a little bit.
I did. I can tell, yeah.
I'm just a little passionate about theater. But I think there's something special about people that do theater, because it really is, for someone like you to take on this role, you're giving a lot of yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really a gift. So thank you for stepping up to do this, because it's not easy. But it is, when someone walks out of that play, they will be moved. They will be thinking. They will be. It's an opportunity to escape from the real world.
Yes.
But at the same time.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, you know, bring what you've witnessed or experienced into your world.
Yeah. No, I hope that when people come see this, even though it is, you know, kind of dark and heavy at times, I hope it's an escape and it's a, you know, it's like watching an episode of Law and Order. You know what I mean?
Bump, bump.
Yes, it's cozy, it's escapism, but you know, we're talking about some interesting content.
Oh, no question about it. So we're talking with Ashley Simmons. She is in The Girl on the Train, the next production, that play that will be happening on the main stage at the Pensacola Little Theater. If you've never been there, it's right downtown. It's a beautiful building, has been there quite some time.
Yeah.
The Clark Family Cultural Center now. So, but if you haven't had a chance to experience theater, this would be a good one to start with because it is different. Mm-hmm. They do a whole different kinds. They do, musicals and all different kinds of theater there. But this will be powerful, I think.
Yeah. And you're talking about being there forever. The theater's in its 90th season.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
90 seasons of theater, which is really great. And that's why I love the main stage, because this is really woo-woo. But I feel like you can just like feel that energy, right?
Absolutely.
Of all those shows that have happened.
There's a history in that building. When you walk in, you feel it.
You do.
Yeah. Okay, we're talking with Ashley Simmons about the upcoming production, The Girl on the Train. We're going to come back and give you all the details again on how you can get tickets. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Ashley Simmons is here. Ashley Denny, both from Pensacola Little Theater, are experts. 850-437-1620, talking about the upcoming production of The Girl on the Train. Ashley Simmons is starring in the show. So I'm so glad you could take time out to be here this morning, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And I want to just give a shout out to their new executive director, Sandy Cox. Mm-hmm. We're going to get her on the show soon, but I think she might just be a little bit busy right now. But we hopefully will get here so that we can find out a little bit about her background and her vision of the future for the theater. And then we've got just a couple minutes left. Anything else y'all want to mention before we go?
We have our upcoming education fundraiser. It's called Glitz and Glamour. It's going to be October 22nd. And all of the proceeds for that are going to support our education program, which I think education in theater is such a big thing for us. And it's a big thing for those children. And it really gives them something special to look forward to.
Excellent. So there are classes now going on right now for the fall, correct?
Yeah.
So.
And then we just started our PLT musical theater team company.
That's right. We could do a whole show on that. Oh, my goodness. Yes. So if you want to find out more, you can go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com. But they do have the classes and this new musical theater thing.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you've always wanted to get involved in the theater, there's plenty of opportunities to do that. But if you just like being in the audience, that's okay too.
That's great. Yeah.
We need you.
Yeah.
We couldn't have theater without the audience. So, okay, Megan, how are you going to hold up? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited. We have a few more, days of rehearsal.
How much do y'all rehearse for?
Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 9:30.
See, I don't think people realize how
tonight
much work
we have
goes
fight
into
choreography.
Oh.
So get excited for that.
Uh-oh.
we're finalizing the fight and intimacy choreography tonight.
Wow. Okay. So. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the show, The Girl on the Train. If y'all can give us those dates one more time so people can go ahead and get tickets, because you never know, it could sell out.
Yeah, it's going to be September 18th through 27th, and you can get tickets at www.pensacolalittletheater.com.
And what's that phone number again? I think I still haven't memorized. 850-432-2042. Some things you never forget. Some things you never forget. Well, I'm really glad that you could be on the show today. A lot of great productions coming up for the rest of the season, the theatrical season. Pensacola Little Theater, Jefferson Street, right in the heart of downtown. Lots of parking around there. So, Megan, you know what they say, break a leg.
Thanks.
Looking forward to this production of The Girl on the Train. Ashley, the other Ashley, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having
us posted. So much happening with the theater. So if you have never been, I encourage you to go. Break a leg to the entire cast, to Billy Buff,
thanks.
Eleanor, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is Pep Talk. We will be back right after the news.